Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I know if I am in the right job? This podcast today is really going to be something special and something very memorable, not only for today, but for your future. In fact, every now and then, we may even ask ourselves, if we take a job, I made a mistake. And how in the world do I get through that to get back where I should have never left initially? Those are tough questions, and they don't have easy answers. It doesn't matter what your walk in life is, but that's exactly why you need to stay tuned today on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today.
Today more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world. And with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Today's guest, some of you may know, many of you may not know at all. There are times you talk about a subject, and it doesn't really matter who the personality might be, whether you know them or you don't know them. What matters is the power of the subject, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about how do you know you're in the right job? That's a very, very difficult question to answer. So I decided I would resort to a good friend. He's a husband and a father of four children, two of which are married. He spent over 13 years of his ministry alongside of me here in Northwest Arkansas, where he currently serves as the lead pastor of ministries and teaching pastor. Over 25 years of ministry, he's the co-founder of the Cross Church School of Ministry, is the author of two books. I've known Dr. Jeff Crawford for over 20 years and have served with him the majority of those years. Our families are close, and I've had the unique vantage point of watching Jeff navigate the path of coming to Cross Church, leaving Cross Church for other professional opportunities, and then returning back to Cross Church. He helps lay people all across walks of life navigate through this very difficult question. How do you know if you're in the right job? Well, today we're going to be talking about that with a man who tested that recently in his life. And when he did, it really ended up leading him into a journey that, while important, it was difficult. And so, Jeff, today, welcome to Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership. It's a real privilege to have you. And I want to go straight to the heart of this today, because I really want our listeners to know who you are. But let's trace your professional history for a moment in the calling that God has for you today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Floyd. It is a pleasure to be with you on your podcast, and I look forward to interacting with you and your listeners, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my story, my journey. God called me into ministry when I was 14 years old. I went to college, I went to seminary, I got married, and we found ourselves in Northwest Arkansas back in 1996 on staff here at Cross Church. I was serving at the school at the time. We spent 9 years here, nine wonderful years here. We were with you when we launched our Pinnacle Hills campus, first time we'd gone to a multi-site venue and two churches, two campuses, one church, two locations. And then after 9 years, God led us away, and we went to Fort Smith, Arkansas. I pastored a church down there, the Grand Avenue Baptist Church. I was there 7 years. Then God brought us back. We came back to help found the Cross Church School of Ministry to serve alongside you in a new capacity. We're here for 4 years, and then that question came up again, as it does so many times in any person's career. You know, am I in the right place? Am I in the right job? Should I look for something else? Is God calling me to something else? And and we left. We left about 6 months ago, and we journeyed over to Knoxville, Tennessee, to take a church pastorate there. And we got over there, and the long story that is now very short is that we realized we had made a mistake, that something was not right. And so in all of that, a lot of agony, a lot of soul searching, a lot of, oh my goodness, what did we do moments, now God has brought us back.
And you've only been back, what, 6 weeks with us?
About 6 weeks, you know? Yes.
Already so many lay people in professional realms of life and vocation that do all kinds of things have sought you out and talked to you and sought counsel, admitting to them or admitting to you that they had not done what they should have done. They stayed in that job that they never felt was right. They're still there, and they wondered how in the world we could get back. Why don't you talk about something like that, that you have already helped someone counsel
sure.
with from the business world?
I guess I was surprised how immediately I began to receive feedback from friends in ministry and people in the corporate world, in the business world, who were reaching out to me saying things like, Jeff, the same thing happened to me. Mm-hmm. So my awakening was that this, what happened to me, happens a lot to a lot of people, and it's not just limited to ministry, it's across the spectrum.
No, and you know what I've found, Jeff, and I just talked about this with a young man over lunch, a very successful young man. And I talked to him about when we're Christian men or Christian women, and we have a passion to follow Christ, and even if we're successful in the business world, we think sometimes that makes things simpler. But in reality, it can make things a little more complex because you have a zeal, you want to follow God, you're willing to do anything you need to do, and God has blessed you, you're successful, and all of a sudden, you find yourself, boy, in this discontentedness that never really was intended to be there. So how do you navigate through what is personal, what is God?
Exactly. Well, and you know, if you're really good at what you do, I mean, if you really are good at what you do, you're going to have opportunities.
Absolutely.
People are
going to
come to you. And
that's
so
right.
the options available to you are going to always be there.
That's right.
So then the question becomes, is it right or is it wrong?
Hmm.
And there are so many things that need to go into that evaluating whether or not it's right or wrong. And I really underestimated some of those. You know, things like, is this good for my family?
Right.
Will I fit the geography of a new region of the country? Do I have more opportunity for vision, more opportunity for impact, or less opportunity for vision and impact?
Mm.
And then there's the whole issue of, and this was key for me, am I being released from where I currently am? There'll always be opportunities. There'll always be options to go somewhere, but am I being released from where I currently am? You know, are there still things to be done, new vistas to be conquered where I
right.
currently am? And am I loved and embraced where I am?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a release from where you currently are, then you need to not go somewhere new.
Yeah, the unique thing about you is that I can say this because I know it's true, is that it wasn't like you were discontent about being in this place. You love Northwest Arkansas.
Absolutely.
You love our church. We have a great relationship. You were being fulfilled in your job. It was a matter of, okay, this has come. Would God want me to do this? And we know that that was not the first opportunity. So that even makes you a little more sensitive toward it.
Yes.
And that's even true. Again, it doesn't matter what our vocation may be. It's just living reality for a man or a woman who just wants to follow God passionately and do and be what God wants them to be. I mean, that's just the truth, isn't
right.
it?
Right. You don't want to leave any. You have one life to live.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave anything on the table.
That's right.
And when you're presented with opportunities, you can't help. You cannot help but ask yourself, is this the opportunity I've been waiting for? But I think there comes a point in life when you have to stop asking what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be content where you are, but not content the way you are where you are.
That's great. It's a little hard, isn't it, to really know you're in the right job when you're not in the right context of your life.
Exactly. You know, the term geocultural context was something that I learned in my most recent journey, because we had relocated to a different context, a different culture, and a different geography.
Hmm.
And you know, you really underestimate the impact of all of that together until you're living it.
Hmm.
And after you've lived somewhere for 20 years, like I have in Northwest Arkansas, and you move somewhere else, you really understand how deeply ingrained you really were. Mm. And you said something else about, you know, the right this, the right that. Also the right relationships.
That's right.
You cannot underestimate the relationships that you establish with people and how powerful that is for professional impact, no matter what industry you're in. Mm-hmm. And when you move, you have to, nobody knows who you are.
That's right.
Nobody's got history with you.
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You are a question mark. And it takes years.
Yeah.
It takes years to develop the intimate relationships that really then springboard you into impact.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, at some point in a person's life, man or woman, you have to become content with where you are and then maximize who you are where you are.
Yeah, that's a great
And that's
statement.
Where I've come to in my life.
The issue you've had is that you're so good at a lot of different things. You really are. I mean, you're an academician. You literally could be a college president. I believed that for years. You could be a senior pastor. You've been a senior pastor. Been extremely gifted. You could literally go and teach in the classroom. And I mean, you're a great, great teacher of the Word of God. And you could do the same thing on educational principles for any institution in the higher academic realm. And also, you're a great supporter. You know, you don't have to always be the lead guy. You've proven that. You know there's value and there's authority when you're in the second chair or you're not in the first chair. And so with that, you know, that makes it more difficult for guys like you.
Yeah.
You know, me, I mean, I'm a leader. I can do a lot of different things in leadership, but some of those things are not, you know, who I am as far as I am. So to me, it's a little bit easier, but yet that's not true for a guy like you.
Well, let me tell you something I've learned. Just because you might be good at a lot of things doesn't mean that you need to go and do a lot of things. You know, Crawford Lourdes is a pastor, African-American pastor,
yeah.
Great brother in Christ. Mm-hmm. And he said something at a conference that I viewed on video about a year and a half ago that has really stuck with me. And he says this. He says, what God wants for you, he will bring to you.
Mm.
And you can so easily look past that whenever you've got stars in your eyes for something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can so easily walk away from it. And that's what I did to great regret.
Mm.
And I'm grateful that God allowed me to come back. Now, that doesn't always happen.
That's right.
I understand that. And I think there's probably men and women listening to this today, and they're probably saying, oh my gosh, this could be me. I had someone reach out to me. They read my letter of resignation to the church. It was 2,500 words long because I wanted to explain everything. I just felt like the people needed to know. They needed to know the whole story. I didn't want to leave anything back. And he reached out to me, and he said, I read your letter. And it could have been me. That could have been the letter I wrote. And I did not know that someone out there could understand and relate like with me in the way that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I say all that to say, I'm just confident there's going to be men and women listening to this, and they're going to be thinking, oh my gosh, I did what Jeff did. I have made a move. It's the wrong move. I have no peace in my life. My family is unsettled. My life is unsettled. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, transition is so normal in today's business world, ministry world. It's everywhere, and the mobility of people is continual. So some of that feeds to this raging fire within us to always be tempted to do something different. But let's talk about the person today who's out there just really, hey, am I in the right job? What does that mean to you? I mean, being in the right job, how do you know? Let's say there's a lady right now out there in corporate America. She's really wondering, is this really the right job for me? Answer that question for her, or that man out here who is just serving. Let's say he's in some kind of service to his community. Maybe he's a mayor. Maybe he's on the city council. Maybe he has a job that is just a real powerful job in the community that's lifted him up and given him favor. But how do you know you're in the right thing?
So the question is, how do you know? Well, I think that if there's discontent in your life, I think that you have to ask yourself and pray through, is this just personal discontent? Because, you know, it's not, even the best job's not always the best place to go every
day.
You know, or is this been planted in me by God? Is God doing something special and new in me? Mm-hmm. What do my friends say about my life? Mm-hmm. What does the Word of God say? Has the Lord been revealing some scripture in my life that speaks to me about something new and different? What is my wife or my husband saying about something new or different? But the key is, am I released?
Mm.
You know, sometimes when we are looking to make a move, we're looking for a green light.
Right.
Green light means go, right? But I think sometimes what we really need is not just one green light, we need two green lights. We need a double green light. John Cianca talks about this in his book called Before You Move. And he says that what most people look for is one green light, when what we really need are two green lights. You need the green light of a call to go, and then you need a green light to leave, being released. And if you don't have two green lights, if you've got one red light and one green light, you don't need to do anything different.
Yeah, you were so powerful in your resignation. So powerful. The words were in there, and I would encourage someone to go online and get that. But I think it was so great when you talked about, I found myself being in an office that really wasn't my office. Mm-hmm. I was in somebody else's pulpit. You had this, it was almost like you felt displaced even though you're there. And such powerful words and such powerful verbiage in that paragraph. But how did you know, what was that final break point, that moment when you just, you knew, when you went home that day, you just told Julie, I can't do this. I know this is not right, and it doesn't matter whether we have anywhere to go. I can't do this any longer.
For me, it was our 25th wedding anniversary trip. Julie and I, we celebrated 25 years of marriage, and this had been building in us. But, you know, it's a big deal to resign a pastorate of a mega church after 4 months.
Yeah.
You don't just
a
do
great
that.
Great opportunity.
You don't just do that. Nobody.
Phenomenal church.
Who does that? Nobody does that. So this was like, you know, I had to know that I know that I know. I couldn't make a second mistake. And so my wife and I went away for a weekend, just us, and we, with the goal of coming out of that, of either we're staying and going to make this thing work, or it's wrong and we got to figure out what to do next. And we had read that book by John Cianca. It's just a fantastic book, Before You Move. He just really lays out a lot of practical things in that book about how to evaluate your life. But we came to a moment together, my wife and I, and it was just a holy moment together where we said, you know what? We can't stay. And for me, it came to the point where I realized that if I was not supposed to be at Grace Baptist Church as their pastor, what that meant was someone else should be there. That's what that means. I mean, isn't that right?
That's right.
Churches aren't meant to be pastorless.
Sure.
And so if I'm not supposed to be there, that means somebody else is. And as long as I stay, I'm in the way. The church really can't move forward with the man of God that's supposed to be there. I could not get over that. I could not allow any sense of selfishness or fear of the unknown keep me from doing the right thing. It's my personal integrity that compelled me to step up, make the hard call, make the public call, and say, you know what? We've got to leave.
Yeah, that's very powerful, Jeff. And I want to thank you for sharing that and being so honest about it with our listeners today. In finality, Jeff, I want you to really talk to those that are listening today and just from your heart. You know, it could be I wish I would have done this, but really, in a more positive way, listen, this is what you need to know. And you've been through it. That doesn't make you an authority on it, but it does make it more of an authority on it than somebody who had been through it. And that's not a school anybody wants to go through. I think the real learning for the podcast today is not about when you wake up and realize you're the wrong job, but it could be a really encouraging thing for someone to wake up today and realize, you know what? I'm in the right job. So why don't you say a word about that?
I would say two words of hope to the audience today. Hope for the first group, you know, where has God put you? You know, where are you currently? Are you considering an opportunity? My word would be this. Don't walk away from what you have and the blessing that you have in your life unless you know that you know that you know. And you got to go deep on that. Don't be rushed into it. If you're being put on a clock, that's not a good thing.
That's right.
I would walk away from a clock. Hmm. If you're going to move your family, your children, new doctors, new grocery stores, a new flow of life through the city, the way you drive and the route you take and a new home, and if you're going to do all of that in your personal life, it's got to be a measured step that you know that you're doing the right thing.
That's right.
So rest in where you're at. Praise God for where you're at. But if there's a holy discontent, walk that road, and if God wants something for you, He will bring it to you. Mm. So the second group who is sitting there listening today to this and saying, oh my gosh, I've stepped in it. I have made a move recently or within the last season of my life, and I've got no peace. And if I could go back and redo it, I'd do it all over again. Here's what I would say to you. What God wants for you, He's going to bring to you. Mm. So you have to come to a point, I think, where you just admit it personally, admit it to your spouse. I would bring some confidants into your life, not a lot, but a few, and admit it to them, and then really begin to seek where God does want you next.
Thank you, Jeff Crawford, for being on the podcast today, but also for your transparency, to share, to open up your life in a personal way with us. And what we've talked about today will be a road that every person listening to this will walk at some point in their life. They may not always walk and say, oops, I made the wrong decision. But what they will arrive at is that, hey, I'm in the right job. And that's a powerful, powerful releasing thing in each one of our lives. So today you can know that if you are facing a decision to move or to take a new job, hey, you know somebody like that? Send them this podcast. You see, this really should reinforce the power of faith and the power of what it means to be in the right place exactly where God wants you to be. And what you've heard today, I promise you, you're not going to hear anywhere else. So I hope that you will follow Dr. Jeff Crawford on Twitter at Jeff Craw, C-R-A-W-4-D, at Jeff Craw 4-D. And don't forget that whatever season of life you're in, determine to make a difference. And remember, regardless of who you are and where you are, God has a plan for your life, and He has you living on purpose. So make a difference with your life. I'm Ronnie Floyd, and please remember to join me next week on Life and Leadership Today.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.